From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Now, Hurricane Nate is causing concern that it could be the latest storm to cause damage to the already hurricane-ravaged U.S. It's moving toward the central Gulf of Mexico, with a maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour. John Bel Edwards is Lieutenant Governor of the U.S. State of Louisiana.
We are monitoring this storm with H hour being 2000 hours or 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, because that's when we need to be ready. Once it gets dark, things are much more difficult, and so we're asking people to make sure that they are fully ready and prepared where they want to be and in the proper posture by 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
It has claimed at least 20 lives as it moves across Central America. North Korea might be preparing to conduct another missile test.
Pyongyang is said to be preparing a long-range missile test in the near future, which it believes can reach the west coast of the United States. That's according to Russian lawmaker Anton Morozov, who was quoted by RIA news agency on Friday after reportedly returning from a visit to North Korea, though he didn't specify which officials had given him the information. According to a U.S. official, there have been signs Pyongyang could be planning a missile test on or around October 10, the anniversary of the founding of the ruling Korean Workers' Party, and a day after the Columbus Day holiday in the U.S. But they also cautioned Pyongyang hasn't staged launches despite indications that it would in the past. Tensions over North Korea have ramped up in recent weeks since Pyongyang staged a series of missile tests and had a heated exchange of tough rhetoric with Washington.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas. This is VOA News. Las Vegas police say they still have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people and wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert this week. In a news conference Friday afternoon, Under Sheriff Kevin McMahill told reporters police are still searching for clues to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of the Mandalay Bay Hotel Casino.
To date, we have run down well more than 1,000 leads in this investigation. While some of it has helped create a better profile into the madness of this suspect, we do not still have a clear motive or reason why. I can assure you that we are aware of all aspects of this case, to include the rumor, innuendo, and supposition by many in the public. And I get it. We all want answers.
Thursday, Las Vegas police say they have found the car they had been looking for as part of the investigation. U.S. military said Friday that a fourth American soldier was killed during an attack by suspected Islamist militants this week in Niger. Military officials said the soldier disappeared after a deadly ambush Wednesday during a joint U.S.-Niger patrol near Mali. U.S. President Donald Trump expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal.
The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
The president will declare it is not in U.S. national security interest to certify the 2015 deal that Washington reached with Iran and five other countries. The World Health Organization says 900,000 doses of oral cholera vaccine are expected to arrive in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, Saturday. A mass vaccination campaign for Rohingya refugees is set to begin Tuesday. The U.S. Justice Department has announced the indictment of three men charged with participating in an international plot to carry out terrorist attacks in New York City. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York said Friday in a news release that it has charged a 19-year-old Canadian citizen, a 19-year-old Pakistani, and a 37-year-old Philippine citizen with plotting to conduct bombings and shootings in heavily populated areas of New York City. The three men were charged last year for plotting to make the attack in the summer of 2016. All three of the men have been arrested and charged on various counts. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.